Hi, I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Doctors and scientists are about to cross an important ethical line, a very bright line, and it's interesting to wonder whether they should. The line has been this: if you do genetic therapy, if you try to repair diseases or treat diseases, cancer, hemophilia, melanoma, different types of eye diseases, you are changing the genes in the individual, but they won't be passed along to their descendants. You're making a gene therapy repair for macular degeneration. It may repair the cells in the eye that have worn out, but it's not going to be something that's inherited by future generations. But a new form of therapy, so-called mitochondrial therapy, breaks the line that doctors and scientists have said for a long time they won't cross, to create changes in individuals that will be passed along to future generations. So here's what the therapy is. Some people are born with mitochondrial diseases. That's the part of the cell that's the battery. It has its own little component of DNA. It has been realized that if you replace that mitochondria with a normal mitochondria from a donor egg, put it into an embryo, you could take someone who has mitochondrial diseases that are often lethal and severely disabling and make a healthy child. Sounds good. What's wrong with making a repair of a faulty battery in the cell that will allow a child to be born that's healthy and will have a normal lifespan? Well, the problem is you've crossed the line. Those changes in that mitochondrial DNA are going to be passed on to future generations. Mitochondrial DNA is inherited, and the offspring of this child that's been engineered this way is going to get the new mitochondrial DNA. Now, some people would say, and I'm in this group, hey, if you can fix a disease, if you can repair something that is deficient by changing genes, even if they're passed on, that's not a big deal. Others, however, warn, look, once you cross the line from gene therapy for the individual to genetic engineering of inherited genes, you are opening the door to eugenics. What starts off as repairing diseases today can be efforts to genetically engineer future generations of better or even perfect babies. Who's going to stop someone from saying, hey, why don't we make taller children? Or if a set of parents want to use techniques of genetic engineering, why don't we make children who are less likely to be homosexual? Why don't we make children who are less likely to have mental illnesses? There are sort of perfection problems here, and whether we want to cross the line into eugenics is really what this simple mitochondrial procedure is asking us to address. My own view is this. I think you can still make a distinction between treating diseases, clear-cut diseases, and that mitochondrial disorders are that, and opening the door to efforts that are purely preference or aiming at perfection. I still think you could hold the line if that's what our society chooses to do. Others are doubtful. They still think once the door opens, the slippery slope is going to follow. My own view here is the door is going to open. We will see genetic engineering of heritable genes used to repair diseases and disorders. So if we're going to draw the line in a new place from where it's been, we better have that debate about medicine's responsibility to stick to disease and not get into cosmetic genetic engineering. I'm Art Kaplan at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.